Good day, everyone. This is Kadara, and just a little bit of a background about myself. I hold an MBA in HR management. I've taught business leadership at a historical Black college university, and that included a host of topics, career building, resume tips and all that I'm going to be discussing as far as your career and your dream job. And I've also worked for the federal government most of my professional career. I've worked at universities, colleges, College of Notre Dame of Maryland. I've done so much in my professional career, so I'd like to share some of that. To give you all some help and tips in your job search process, and also in any particular fields that is of interest to you, which I will describe later on as being your dream job. So first of all, let me start off. I'd like to start off discussing transferable skills. So first of all, transferable skills, and as it pertains to your professional life, be it academically, be whether you're a student, whether you're in the job market, whether you're already on a particular job and you're looking to promote or for advancement. So let me just briefly discuss transferable skills. Transferable skills are the skills and abilities, and I'd say knowledge as well, are the skills and abilities and the knowledge that are relevant across different areas of your life. So that's transferable skills, be it socially, be it professionally, and as I stated, even as a student at school. So employers look for people who demonstrate a good set of transferable skills. Okay, you already have them. You already have transferable skills. So it is important that you can identify and give examples of the transferable skills you have developed during your professional life and during your professional career. And some examples of transferable skills you'll need is, for instance, teamwork, leadership abilities. And these leadership abilities are based upon when you can show initiative, personal motivation, let's say organizational time management, written and verbal communication. These are examples of transferable skills. And you can Google certain, I guess they have assessments online that you can take to find out your own strengths and your own weaknesses as it pertains to interpersonal skills. So you can Google and find that out. Just find out exactly who you are when it comes down to your interpersonal skills and that you want to apply to your particular job you're currently in, or your particular job search, as a lot of people are looking for work now because of COVID. And all of that. So do that. Find out what yours are. There are many self-assessments online that you can Google to find out what your interpersonal skills are. Okay. So in saying that, let me move on. So I would also like to state that, okay, here's an example here. Okay, here's an example, transferable skills. And there's a particular job that you're searching for. So the first thing you want to do is you want to look at that job description, right? So you're looking at the job description. Then you'd like to look at the objectives or requirements of that position, right? So you're looking at the job description, take a highlighter or whatever, and they may have it numbered, they may have it listed, they may have it alphabetically, what they're looking for. So look at the objectives or requirements of the position. Now look at your resume. So upon looking at your resume, are there any skills that match the job requirements? And I'm not saying they have to match them to a T, but let's say one of the job objectives is managing, right? So some people, when they hear the word managing and they see the word managing, it doesn't have to only apply to managing people. So ask yourself, have you managed a project? Right? Have you managed or oversaw a particular project? Were you on a team? Did you lead the team? So instead of managing, I like the word oversaw. I oversaw the whatever particular requirement it is for my team to complete this task. Oversaw. So that can also give the employer, I don't have to manage them professionally. I don't have to deeply manage employees. That doesn't have to be in my job description that I've managed employees, but I oversaw a team and to meet a certain objective that the employer wanted. So it doesn't have to only relate to people is what I'm seeing. Even if you've taught children, if you've even taught children, you've managed them, right? Let's say you're a homemaker and you don't even have any job experience. Okay. All right. Did you manage the budget at home? Did you have children? Did you oversee and manage them to complete their school objectives and assignments that they needed to have in school? Were you a participant or volunteer at the PA meetings? See, all of these things you can get transferable skills from. They don't necessarily have to all come from a paid job. That's the point that I want to make. It doesn't have to be a paid job. All right. So I'm going to leave you with this. Most people may have, I don't know, at least maybe three different careers during their working life. And now there's going to be a lot more before people retire. And my professional career, I've had, mostly majority federal, but then I did step out and I did some teaching at a university. And I was also at a college of Notre Dame University, in which I was the right arm to the dean of academic affairs there. You know, so I've done some different things to get all of these transferable skills that I've had under my belt, you know, as well as completed a master's program. So let me repeat this. Most people will have a couple of jobs, 1, 2, 3. And now in this new era of the workforce, before you retire, if it's private industry, you may have 6, 7. But many of the skills, the knowledge and abilities will be transferable to another. So here's a takeaway. It's important to note that not everyone may have all of the knowledge, skills, and abilities for a position that you're applying to, because employers are looking for, if you have some to meet the objectives and land in that job, that's what they're looking for. But they're also looking for potential. Do you have the potential to be able to do this job? And that's where transferable skills can come into play. All right. So I will come back with you all next Sunday to pick up on where I leave off. And I hope that you really can take something away from this in your job search. And I also hope that you will
Find out what your interpersonal skills are. And you can do that by Googling a self-assessment on interpersonal skills to that effect. And I'm sure you can find something out there. Okay, so until next time, I will talk to you guys later. Thanks and have a very nice week.